KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, and 27 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Our weather forecast for today is calling for skies to be cloudy to partly cloudy with a few flurries in the air this morning, a high around 31. We received a trace of snowfall overnight here in Atlantic, and along with that, a trace of precipitation. In the news, Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker late Wednesday evening released the identity of a man who died during a rollover accident Monday evening near Underwood. Danker said on Wednesday that the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigations Medical Examiner's Office positively identified by fingerprint comparisons 31-year-old Clint Joseph Kilbarda of Omaha as having been in the vehicle which left the roadway at 240th Street and Railroad Highway. Kilbarda is originally from Carter Lake. He was a 2000 graduate of Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School. Kilbarda and 33-year-old Kirk Ring of Neola were ejected from a 2005 Mazda as it rolled into a ditch just before 5 p.m. Monday. When deputies arrived, Ring was found conscious and breathing but suffering from serious injuries. Kilbarda was pronounced dead at the scene. Ring was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha. Witnesses told authorities the vehicle had been traveling south on Railroad Highway at a high rate of speed prior to the crash. And Danker says alcohol is believed to have played a role in the accident, which remains under investigation. News time is 7:08. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Elsewhere in area news, a Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday evening on a trespassing charge. According to Red Oak police, 52-year-old Ronald Lee Hall was taken into custody at around 11 p.m. and booked into the Montgomery County Jail. He was later released on $300 bond. A former Western Iowa fire chief has been charged after an audit suggested he spent thousands of dollars for his personal benefit. A complaint filed Wednesday charges former Denison fire chief Michael McKinnon with first-degree theft and felonious misconduct in office. McKinnon left his job last year under a cloud of questions about his management. An audit last month questioned $95,000 in spending, including about $40,000, paid to businesses he owned that included invoices for post office boxes that did not exist. Other spending included a motor for his boat. Special Agent Terry Kluster of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said McKinnon has moved to New Mexico but is expected to turn himself in when he makes his initial court appearance on December 30th. The trial for a defiance woman charged with possession of methamphetamine and felony third-degree burglary is scheduled to take place next month in Shelby County District Court. 18-year-old Sarah Nicole Caswell is accused of burglarizing a residence on Durant Street in Harlan on June the 28th. While in the home, Caswell also allegedly damaged the residence. She faces a misdemeanor charge for allegedly being in possession of a small baggie of meth, which she allegedly tucked into her pants and was discovered after Caswell was arrested on an outstanding warrant November 10th. Caswell entered a plea of not guilty to the charges on December the 12th. Their pretrial conference will take place on January 9th, with trial set for January 31st in Shelby County District Court. If convicted, Caswell faces a maximum sentence of 6 years in jail, with additional fines totaling $6,500. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that two people were arrested following a high-speed chase Tuesday night that began about 4 miles west-southwest of Oakland and ended 4 miles west of Griswold. Sheriff Jeff Danker said the driver of the vehicle, 25-year-old Gary E. Graham of Oakland, faces a charge of aggravated eluding while the unidentified passenger was later released. Danker said the incident that led to Graham's arrest began at around 10:05 p.m. Tuesday when a deputy who was on a routine patrol clocked a 1997 Lincoln Continental at 91 miles per hour near 370th Street and Highway 6. When the deputy stopped the vehicle and attempted to speak with Graham, the car sped off. The ensuing pursuit through rural Pottawatomie County finally ended when the car's right front tire fell off and the vehicle entered a ditch near the intersection of Highway 92 and 500th Street. Graham reportedly told authorities he drove off because he didn't want to lose his license. He was being held in the Pott County Jail on $2,000 bond. The Cam Community School District's Board of Education will hold a special meeting tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The board will discuss and act on a request for a waiver exemption from the Department of Education. Superintendent Steve Pelzer said because the administration is not sure if a vocational program offered through Connections Education Online would satisfy the accreditation requirements of the state, they're requesting a waiver for the January 1st deadline, which precedes the school year for which a waiver would be requested, which in this case would be the 2012-2013 calendar year. Friday's meeting will take place in the Media Center at the Cam High School in Oneida, and again that starts at 11 o'clock. News time is 7:12. Don't wait until the coldest day of the year. Now's the time to get your heating system checked. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you get your heating system checked so you won't be left out in the cold. And with cold comes snow. Masker Plumbing and Heating is here to help you with your home and commercial snow removal. Call now to set up your appointment so you can get on their list or to set up your furnace inspection. Just call Maskers at 712-243-2260 or stop by at 209 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Masker Plumbing and Heating would also like to remind you to be sure and put fresh batteries in all of your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors while it's most important during this time of year. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements this morning, Maxine C. Karspecken, age 92 of Griswold, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maxine Karspecken will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Joan Beyer, age 87 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Joan Beyer will be held this afternoon at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Wayne Hopping, age 83, of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Wayne Hopping will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Louis Louis P. Lauritsen, age 88, formerly of Audubon, died Monday in New Mexico. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louis Lauritsen will be held at a later date. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Ronald Rehfeldt, age 64, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Ron Rehfeldt, will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements for Ronald Rehfeldt. And Mervyn Schaff, age 95, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Mervyn Schaff are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That is a check of our news brought to you this hour by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.